with you.
愿神的恩惠与大家同在。
May God's grace be with you.
有一次我到一位朋友的 Facebook 上面去看他最喜欢的句子。
One time I went to the Facebook page of a friend of mine and I saw his most favorite verse on there.
这位朋友引用了这个电视剧一个 Simpson 的一句话。
And actually, it was his most favorite saying, and it was a saying from the Simpsons cartoon.
他说，孩子，you try your best and failed miserably. 你尽了最大的努力，但是呢，却跌得很惨。
It says that, child, you have tried your best and failed.
所以你得到的功课是什么呢？
So what did you learn out of it?
Never try again.
Never try again.
我们人生常常有时候会尽很多的努力，但是没有结果。
A lot of times we put into a lot of efforts and many things in life, and we get nothing in the end.
所以就非常的挫折。
And afterwards we feel defeated very much.
很想放弃。
We feel like giving up.
但圣经上跟我们讲，我们要忘记背后，努力面前。
But the Bible tells us to forget about the past and look ahead.
要向着标杆直跑。
We should run toward our final destination.
所以今天我们来谈一谈怎么样面对挫折。
So today we are going to study how to face these frustrations.
我们从圣经上来看，人生有哪一些挫折。
Let us look from the biblical perspective the various frustrations in life.
为什么人会有挫折？
Why do we have frustrations in life?
那怎么样去面对这些挫折？
And how we face such frustrations?
当然人生有很多的挫折。
And of course there are many types of challenges in life.
我们在这边提出几点来思考。
And we are going to bring out a few of them for today's study.
我们看历代志下的二十章。
Let's turn to 2 Chronicles.
历代志下二十章的三十五节到三十七节。
2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 35 through 37.
历代志下二十章的三十五节到三十七节。
2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 35 through 37.
以后犹大王耶撒华以色列王亚哈谢交好，亚哈谢行恶太甚。三十六节。
36.
二王联合造船要往他斯去，睡在以寻加别造船。三十七。
37. 那
时玛利沙人多大瓦的儿子以谢向耶撒华议员说，因你与亚哈谢交好，主必破坏你所造的。后来那船果然破坏，不能前往他斯去了。请读三十七节。
Eliezer son of Dodavahu of Maresha prophesied against Jehoshaphat, saying, Because you have made an alliance with Ahaziah, the Lord will destroy what you have made. The ships were wrecked and were not able to set sail to trade.
这是替代耶撒华王跟北国的王一起要合作做生意。
So here describes King Jehoshaphat of Judah made an alliance with Ahaziah, the king of Israel, to get into a business.
神没有祝福他们这桩生意啊。
However, this business transaction was not blessed by God.
船做好了。
The ships were constructed.
成本花下去了。
They have invested their capital.
本来要出花了。
And the ships were ready to embark.
不晓得什么天然的灾害啊，船就破了。
But for some reason, the ships were destroyed by a natural disaster and were not able to set sail to trade. And many times we face challenges in our workplace. We know that Jacob, all of his livestock, his servants, everything was robbed from him. He went from a wealthy man to zero.
有时候我们在教会工作也会遇到挫折。
And sometimes when we work in church, we also run into obstacles.
尤其主耶稣问门徒这样讲。
And one time Jesus told his disciples,
他说你们也要离去吗？
He said, are you going to leave as well?
因为当耶稣讲说他的身体，他的肉是可以吃的。
Because when Jesus said that you can partake in my flesh,
很多人都吓坏了, 都跑掉了, 没有人再跟随耶稣了,
that statement scared many people and they wanted to go away from Jesus.
似乎主耶稣在工作上面也遇到一些低潮的时候,
so it seems that even Jesus, while he was preaching the gospel, he had low points in his career as well.
我们问大学生说, 这个现在最热门的科系是什么?
So when I ask college students, what is the hottest major right now in the universities?
他们说是bio, 就是生物系。
They tell me that it is biology.
我问他说为什么要很多人要读生物呢?
And then I ask the young people, why do people want to study biology?
因为以后可以当医生啊。
So that in the future they can become doctors.
现在所有的行业当中啊, 一般professional的工作当中呢, 最高平均收入的还是医生啊。
Because amongst all of the professions, the highest income average profession is the physicians.
但是我们再想一想,
but if we think about it, who are the richest people in this world?
事实上是生意人,
actually, they're business people.
所以美国最有钱的应该是 Warren Buffett.
And I believe the wealthiest man in the United States right now is Warren Buffett.
那为什么大家不去读商的呢?
Then why don't people want to go and study business instead?
因为大家也知道啊, 100家公司啊, 起家, 一定有80家会倒, 这是统计啊。
Because people know that for every 100 startups, 80 will eventually fail. These are real statistics.
所以大家都想要成功。
And everyone wants to succeed in life.
那如果不够聪明，没办法当医生啊。
And if we're not smart enough, we cannot become doctors.
没有好机会，生意也没办法做成功啊。
And if we don't have a good opportunity, our business may never take off.
那只好去找投入咯。
And we can only go out and find something to do.
那100公司有80家倒，那我们刚好就当进那个80家，我们也跟着倒了。
And of course, you see the statistics, 80% of the companies fail, so what are the chances of you ending up in a company that fails?
那大公司不景气也裁员呢?
And of course, even if you end up in a large multinational corporation, when the economy is low, they will start laying off people.
所以活在这个世界工作上没有挫折的 没有, 看很少。
Therefore, it is almost safe for me to say that there is not a single person in this world who can say that there is no frustration in their work at all.
那问题是一旦工作有挫折, 有时候就教育费没有了, 保险没有了, 房贷付不出来了, 哎呀, 压力实在很大。
And the problem is, once we run into these problems at work, our educational fund may disappear, our mortgage payments may not be made, our finances might be in trouble.
所以我看到很多人哦, 长久没有工作, 很沮丧。
And I see that for those who have been unemployed for a long time, they're often very negative and depressed.
很多人刚失去工作, 或是事业做失败啊, 祷告的时候都会掉眼泪。
And I see the people whose business had failed or who had just been laid off from work. I see when they pray, they have tears in their eyes.
啊, 真是人生很苦啊。
Indeed. Life is hard.
那另外一种挫折其实是, 啊, 我们看也有一种挫折是婚姻的挫折。
And another type of frustration comes from marriage.
我们来看撒母耳记下的第六章,
and let us turn to 2 Samuel.
撒母耳记下六章二十三节。
2 Samuel chapter 6 verse 23.
六章二十三节。
2 Samuel chapter 6 verse 23.
6章23节, 扫罗的女儿米甲直到死日没有生养儿女，请读。
And Michal, daughter of Saul, had no children to the day of her death.
这是圣经上非常含蓄的在谈到后来米甲跟大卫的婚姻破裂，他们没有夫妻的生活，所以不能生孩子。
And here, the Bible passively describes the marriage between David and Micah, the daughter of Saul. And in the end, they had no children.
每次想到米甲的婚姻哦, 我都替她觉得很可怜。
And when we talk about the marriage between Micah and David, I feel bad for her.
有人说男怕入错行, 女怕嫁错郎。
There is an old Chinese saying that for the man, the worst mistake they can make is entering into the wrong profession. And for the woman, the worst mistake they can make is entering into a wrong marriage.
米甲年轻的时候替姐姐嫁给大卫。
We know that Micah, while she was young, she had married in her sister's place to David.
她很爱大卫啊。
She loved David.
但是爸爸硬生生的，因为嫉妒啊，就把他们的婚姻拆开了。
But because of her father's jealousy, their marriage was forced to be separated.
那后来这个米甲又嫁给一位先生叫帕铁，这个帕铁是一个好先生啊。
And then later on, Mica was remarried to a second gentleman.
那这个人对他实在是很好。
And this second husband was very nice to Mica.
想不到几年之后呢，大卫已经有两个太太了。那为了这个政治的因素呢，又把他接回来。
However, because of political reasons, several years later, David decided that he wanted to remarry Mica.
那这个时候，米甲已经心如止水啊。
And at the time, the running water of Mica's heart had stopped.
他已经不再用心经营他的婚姻。
And basically, she was no longer interested in putting her efforts on her marriage.
所以在圣经上记载一件他们吵架的事件。
And the Bible describes how Mica and David would argue.
到最后就两个人呢，虽然还在一个环境里面呢，但是形同路人呢，好像彼此没有什么往来。
So the Bible describes that after this incident, although they lived in the same house, but in reality, they were living separately as strangers.
这个实在有时候婚姻出问题啊，情感出问题，实在叫人觉得很难过。
And indeed, for a marriage to run into problems, this is a very sad state.
有的人在这一辈子啊，找不到一个爱他的人。
And some people, they try to find a person who loves them but cannot.
有的人是爱上不该爱的人。
And some people fall in love with people they should not fall in love with.
有的人发现自己的配偶有外遇。
And some people discover that their spouse has been cheating on them.
一天到晚就哭泣啊。
And they would cry day and night.
甚至想要自杀。
And some even try to commit suicide.
教会有些年轻人被人家介绍婚姻。
And some of the young people have been introduced by others to marry other people.
你知道我们教会的年轻人都很单纯啊，所以一介绍有人用情就很深啊。
And we know that the young people in our church, they're very innocent. So sometimes once they're introduced, they fall in love very quickly.
没有几个月啊，被人家拒绝。
And several months later, they get rejected by such a person.
也没有告诉他是什么原因呢。
And of course, oftentimes in such rejections, gives no reason.
真的，他的心情啊，他就好像他自己这样讲啊，好像一只狗啊，躲在房间的角落，自己舔自己生命的伤痕。
And as this young person described it to me, he was like a dog whimpering in the corner of his house, licking his wounds.
有人说，问世间情是何物，只叫人以生死相许。
And there is a saying that no one knows what true love is in this life, but one only asks for one's promise of life and death.
真的，有时候你遇到情感又挫折，有时候这是很难忍受的事情。
And we know very well that it is very difficult to people to deal with these relationship issues.
那再来，年纪大的人，其实他生命当中最大的盼望就是在他孩子身上。
And we know that for the elderly people, their greatest hope lies on their children.
那个时候我们在养孩子上面遇到很多的挫折。
However, we always run into different problems when we bring up our children.
我们看士师记的十四章第三节。
Let's turn to Judges.
士师记十四章第三节。
Judges chapter 14, verse 13.
十四章第三节。
Judges chapter 14, verse 13.
第三节
Excuse me, Judges chapter 14, verse 3.
他父母说，在你弟兄的儿女中，或在本国的民中，岂没有一个女子，和你去在未受割礼的非利士人中娶妻呢？参孙对他父亲说，愿你给我娶那女子为妻，因为我喜悦她。请读。
His father and mother replied, Isn't there an acceptable woman among your relatives or among all your people?Must you go to the uncircumcised Philistines to get a wife? But Samson said to his father, Get her for me. She's the right one for me.
参孙的爸妈爸妈从小就不剃他的头。
Samson's parents never shaved his head.
因为他知道这个孩子将来要服侍神，要做拿细耳人。
Because they knew that Samson was going to be a judge and he was going to serve God when he grew up.
长大了，这个孩子叛逆啊。
But as Samson grew up, he was rebellious.
爸爸妈妈知道这个婚姻早就不看好。
And the parents knew very well from the start that this marriage did not look good.
啊, 因为他们价值观不一样,
because they had a different value system with this woman.
但是参孙很执意地说, 我喜欢她。
But Samson was very stubborn and told his parents that this woman is for me.
啊, 果然啊, 这个结婚啊, 蜜月还没有度完啊, 三生就跑回家去了。
And of course, indeed, as his parents predicted, even before the honeymoon was over, Samson ran home.
我在想，可能父母亲也劝他说， 哎呀，不要这样了，你再去人家那边啊， 看看有没有什么方法啦， 可能是这样。
And perhaps Samson's parents was trying to talk to him and see if there's a way he could resolve the problem.
结果回到太太那边， 啊, 太太嫁他最好的朋友了。
But when he went back to his wife had already remarried to his good friend.
气死了， 开始杀人了。
And he was angry, and then he started killing people. And I think that must have hurt his parents very much. Because he had killed someone and had to be on the run.
后来这个就看到这个爸爸妈妈就看到参孙自暴自弃。
And later, the parents see Samson throwing his life away.
一个女人换过一个女人，这样糟蹋自己。
And he went from one woman to another, one after another, ruining his life.
我想如果你是参孙的爸爸妈妈, 你心中一定很痛。
And we can only imagine if we were in his parents' place, our hearts must be hurt.
这是我所爱的孩子。
This is a child I loved.
如今走了这样的一条坎坷的路。
And now he has walked himself onto this difficult path.
我想那妈妈, 爸爸妈妈如果知道参孙啊, 后来眼睛被挖掉, 死在这个房子倒塌当中，后来他的家人去收尸啊，应该爸爸妈妈不在。如果看到去收这个尸体啊，他心中一定要痛哭的。
And I can only imagine if the parents went to collect Samson's body after his eyes were gouged out by the Philistines and had died in the rubble of a building. I don't think his parents were actually there, but had they been there to collect his body, it must have been excruciating.
其实孩子永远是父母亲心中的最爱。
Because in reality, we know that children are the first love of all the parents.
从他们小到他们结婚了，甚至他们老了。 我们依然惦记着他们。
From their childhood until they marry, even in their old age, we always think about our children.
所以如果看到他们生命啊，这个教养上面，他们生命不顺啊，常常是我们的痛，我们的挫折。
So oftentimes when we see that the lives of our children are challenged or frustrated, we feel their pain.
我们再来谈一谈啊，这样看到底为什么人 挫折有什么原因呢？当然原因很多，我们也举出三点哦。
And of course, we want to study the reasons behind such frustrations and problems in our lives.
我们来看箴言的24章27节。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 24.
箴言24章27节。
Proverbs chapter 24, verse
27. 24章27节。
Proverbs chapter 24, verse 27.
你要在外头预备公料。 在田间办理整齐,
Finish your outdoor work and get your fields ready. After that, build your house.
啊, 这边提到说预备很重要。
So here we know the importance of preparation.
啊, 你不要建房子的时候, 慌慌张张的找东找西, 没有资源, 你也想要建造。
So let us not build a house without first preparing all the materials.
所以他说你要在外头预备公料, 在田间办理整齐。
And that is why the Bible tells us to finish our outdoor work first and get our fields ready.
而是我们工作没有做好，事业没有做好，考试没有考好，常常跟我们预备不够有关系。
Sometimes we fail in our business, we fail in our test, or fail in our family because we have not done the proper preparation to lay a foundation.
你知道主耶稣为了准备救恩啊，准备了千年了哈。
We know that Jesus spent a lot of time preparing, 1,000 years preparing for his salvation.
天上的神啊, 那你看, 为什么神要把这个亚伯拉罕从这个伊拉克这个地方啊, 伊朗这个地方, 带带带, 带到现在的以色列地呢?
Why did God bring Abraham out of the area where Iraq and Iran is today, all the way to where Israel was?
那就是目的要让救主在当时世界的中心生下来。
Because he wanted to give salvation to that part of the world. At the time, it was the center of the world.
因为那个救恩从那里, 从北往欧洲, 从东往亚洲, 从南往非洲, 那个地方就是世界的中心, 那时候没有美洲啊。
because at the time there was no the Americas were not discovered. That part of the world was right in the dead center, because to the north it was Europe, to the south it was Africa, to the east was Asia.
那为什么耶稣一定要在罗马时代的时候出生？
And why was Jesus born during the Roman times?
因为那个时候语言比较统一啦。
Because during that time, the language of the world was united.
交通比较方便啊, 条条大路通罗马了。
Transportation was convenient, all the roads led to Rome.
神的福音就很容易的这样传开来。
And therefore, it was easy for the gospel to spread throughout the Western
world. 如果你看主耶稣传福音啊, 要叫一个人来预备他的道路, 施洗约翰。
And Jesus, before he came to the came to this world, he John the Baptist had paved the way for his coming.
要争一场道, 叫人准备一艘船。
And he had asked people to prepare a boat.
啊, 要办个, 啊, 逾越节的晚餐, 他叫人准备一个房子, 啊, 准备这些, 啊, 事情。
And to prepare for the Passover a meal, he asked someone to prepare a house.
啊, 今天我们有时候失败, 有时候我们挫折, 实在是我们自己要负一点责任。
And oftentimes, when we fail, when we feel frustrated, we have to take responsibility for our failures.
为什么彼得三次不认识主？
Why did Peter three times deny Jesus?
他对自己的认识不够。
Because he did not know himself well.
他以为自己非常坚强。
He thought he was strong enough.
所以今天呢, 我们经中有个术语就是说, 预则立不预则会, 有预备你就会被建立, 没有预备你就会被毁掉。
In the army, I remember there was a saying saying that if you're prepared, you will be able to withstand the attack. If you're not, then you will be destroyed.
又说这个, 运筹于帷幄之中, 决胜于千里之外, 你在帐篷里面计划得好, 你在远处就可以打胜仗。
And there's another saying, in the military, if you prepare in your tent before you march out, then when you march far away, you will win the battle.
为什么我们, 对不起, 为什么我们会, 遇到挫折呢?
Why are we frustrated many times?
跟环境有关系啊。
It is often because of our environment.
有时候跟我们人真的没有关系啊。
Sometimes it has nothing to do with us.
我们看创世纪的45章第六节。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 45.
45章第六节。
Genesis chapter 45 verse 6.
45章第六节。
Genesis chapter 45 verse 6.
45章第六节,
Genesis chapter 45 verse 6.
这地的饥荒已经两年了, 还有5年不能耕种, 不能收成, 请读。
For 2 years now, there has been famine in the land, and for the next 5 years, there will not be plowing and reaping.
在这个时候, 你在努力, 在预备, 天就是不下雨, 你怎么办呢?
So in this instance, no matter how hard you work, there is no rain, and what do?
我们中国人说时势比人强啊, 有时候环境啊, 就是这么恶劣啊。
And the Chinese recognizes that the forces of nature are stronger is stronger than men.
你现在回到台湾去啊, 你会找到一大堆外国人在台湾学中文, 包括我们这个中国, 这个华人, ABC 啦, 很多人在那边写中文啊。
And if you go back to Taiwan right now, you see a lot of foreign nationals, including many Chinese Americans or Chinese born overseas, they're back in Taiwan learning Mandarin.
啊, 当然有很多原因啊。
And of course, they're doing that for many reasons.
啊, 其中一个原因就是说, 这个时候工作太难找, 回去装备一下语言。
And one of the main reasons is because the economy is not doing so well, so they feel that they want to go and learn something in order to prepare themselves.
这时候在这个时事不好的时候啊, 真的常常需要神特别的开恩跟保守。
And we know that in this difficult economy, oftentimes we need God's grace and protection.
神, 特别爱雅各这家人。
And God took a special care of Jacob's family.
所以让他的儿子被卖到埃及来。
And he allowed his son to be sold to Egypt.
预备这个时候来养活他们一家人。
In order to prepare the future to keep their family alive.
所以在全世界的人都没有粮, 很多人没有粮食吃的时候。
So it was at a time when most people in the world had nothing to eat.
神还保守着他们的生命。
God kept the lives of Jacob's family.
甚至还高升他们啊。
And he even elevated them to a high position.
你知道这个雅各啊, 过世的时候啊, 全国要为他哀哭几天吗?
Did you know that when Jacob passed away, the entire nation wept for him?
70天了哦。
They had to hold a 70-day wake for Jacob.
听说国王过世, 哀哭也只不过是72天呢。
And at the time when the Pharaoh passed away, it would go on for 72 days.
你从这个故事就知道说, 你看这个约瑟这个家族哦, 在埃及地何等的被敬重。
So from the days of mourning, after Jacob's death, we know how high the position Joseph's family had held in Egypt.
有时候我们遇到这个环境啊, 真的是没有办法, 我们来胜过, 很困难。
And it is true that oftentimes we are unable to overcome the forces of our environment.
很挫折,
or we are often frustrated.
但是这个时候看到神的恩惠啊, 就更加觉得很宝贵。
But it is during those moments that we can really appreciate God's grace.
那有时候我们挫折啊, 因为是环境因素了, 那有时候挫折实在是因为神啊, 阻挡我们前面的路。
And sometimes we are frustrated because God is blocking our way.
我们来看, 彼得前书的5章第5节。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 5.
彼得前书5章第5节。
1 Peter chapter 5.
5章第5节。
1 Peter chapter 5 verse 5.
下面这一句, 因为神阻挡骄傲的人, 赐恩给谦卑的人, 请读。
God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
有时候我们人生的路啊, 越走越狭窄啊。
And sometimes we find that the road we're walking on in life becomes narrower and narrower.
因为这条路不是神要我们去走的路。
Because this path is not one which God had intended for us.
巴兰骑着驴子啊, 这个要去做神不喜欢的事情。
We know that the prophet Balaam had rode this mule to do something that God did not want him to do.
本来在路上走。
And in the beginning, he was traveling on the road.
后来跑到田间里面去了。
But then later on, he went into the field.
后来跑到小路上面去了。
And later on, he went into a small side path.
跑到这个巴兰的脚都挤伤了。
And in the end, his feet was even hurt.
最后驴子也不走路了。
And in the end, the mule refused to walk.
还好这个驴子不走路, 要不然巴兰的人头会落地。And
he was lucky that the mule had stopped traveling because otherwise, his head would have rolled.
所以当我们路越走越狭窄的时候,
so when we walk on a path and we notice that the road is becoming narrower,
我们要想想是不是神在阻挡我们。
We have to think whether or not this is God's will.
神要我们走这一条路吗?
We must ask ourselves, is this a path that God wants us to take?
圣经上讲, 患难的时候我们要思考。
The Bible tells us that during our times of calamity, we need to think.
如果你思考的最后觉得说, 哎, 我真的是问心无愧呢, 我跟耶伯一样, 我要叫神下来跟我理论理论。
During our times of difficulty, we need to reflect on our own actions like Job. And if we indeed have not done anything wrong, we need to talk to God.
那其实如果你真的没有问题啊, 真的主耶稣还是把你压得很压到生命最低潮的时候,
and if you feel that you have done nothing wrong and yet you have been brought to a very low point in your life,
这个时候我们真的要忍耐哦。
We must have patience.
因为后来你会看到原来神是满心怜悯大有慈悲的。
Because we know that our God is merciful and full of grace.
所以, 我们有时候不要被这个事情的现在发生的事情的表象啊, 蒙蔽了我们的心。
So let us not be fooled by the outward appearance of the contents of our lives.
现在你很挫折。
Perhaps it appears that you are frustrated.
但是其实背后如果你爱神啊, 都有一个更好的旨意在后面。
But if you give God your love, you will realize that behind all the content, the frustration, there is something wonderful waiting for you.
也许神要你回头, 也许神要你忍耐,
Perhaps God wants you to turn around. Perhaps God wants to teach you patience.
我很喜欢这个故事, 常常分享。
And this is one of my favorite stories that I often share with people.
他说两个天使啊, 来到人间查看。
There are two angels who came to the world to investigate.
一个穷人家很热心地招待他。
And they went to the house of a poor man who welcomed them.
结果这个天使一走的时候放一把火把这个穷人家的房子
And as the angels were leaving, suddenly they decided to start a fire, and the fire burned down the poor man's house.
后来他们到一个富有的人家里面去。
And then they went to the house of a rich man.
这富有的人根本不理他们, 让他们住地下室。
And the rich man was very cold to the angels and did not welcome them. He asked the angels to remain in the basement.
结果这个天使还帮他们地下室有个破洞,
But the angels, instead of being upset, they saw that there were some holes in the wall in the basement, so they helped him patch up the wall.
那个跟随这个有经验的天使，他很不甘愿的。他说：“你怎么可以对他们这样子？人家那个农夫那么好，对我们这么好，你把人家房子烧了，什么意思嘛？”
So one angel said to the other angel, "Hey, how can you treat these people like this? The farmer, the poor man, was so nice to you, and yet you burned down his house."
那个人那么坏，你还帮他？
And this rich man, he is so nasty and so rude, and yet you decided to help him patch up his house.
那个有经验的天使跟他讲说,
and the experienced angel told the young angel that, hey, there's something you don't understand.
这个穷人家下面有金子啊, 房子烧掉了, 他们重新再造的时候会挖到金子啊。
You don't understand. On the hidden underneath the land of this poor man's house, there's a ton of gold. So I wanted them to dig up the land, when they rebuild their house, when they lay the foundation, they'll discover the gold.
那个富有人家, 地下室也有金子啊, 把它补起来, 他们看不到,
And of course, in the old man's house, there was also gold hidden in the basement. And I wanted to patch up the wall so that they won't be able to find the gold.
所以我们看事情的表象, 我们真的不知道。
So sometimes, when we judge something by its cover, we don't know what really is going on.
有时候我很挫折, 其实不知道神给我们都是最好的。
And sometimes we feel frustrated, but actually we don't know that God has already given us the best.
如果您正在挫折当中, 圣经上给我们什么样的, 方法呢?
And if we are suffering, if we're in the middle of a frustration, how do we understand God's will?
我们要怎么样来面对呢?
How do we face our frustration?
圣经上鼓励我们, 首先真的要安静。
The Bible teaches us to be still.
在安静当中可以得力量。
Because in stillness, we can be empowered.
我们看哈巴谷书第三章的16节到19节。
Let's turn to Habakkuk.
哈巴谷书三章16节到19节。
Let's turn to Habakkuk.
旧约1101页, 圣经倒数大概 大概第五节左右，哈巴谷书三章的16节到19节。
Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 13 to 16.
我听见主的声音，身体战兢，嘴唇发颤，骨中朽烂。我在所立之处战兢，只可安静等候灾难之日临到。 幻境之民上来是七节
17
虽然无花果不发旺葡萄树不结果橄榄树也不效力田地也不出粮食全中绝了羊棚中也没有牛18节
18
然后我要因主欢心因救我的神喜乐19节
19
主是我的力量他使我的脚快如母鹿 的蹄又使我稳行在高处从17节到18节 好不好?
From 17 through 18 Though the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crop fails, and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen, and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord, I will be joyful in God my Savior.
16节特别记载啊, 在灾难的时候呢, 他是可以安静等候灾难之日来临。
And in verse 16, it says that, Yet I will wait patiently for the day of calamity to come.
哈巴谷受启示啊, 敌人就要来了。
Habakkuk knew because of God's inspiration
那是极,
that the enemy was coming.
那是极大的灾害。
And he knew that this was a great calamity.
知道这一来啊, 这个生活环境会出问题啊。
He knew that when the enemy comes, the entire environment will change.
粮食也没有了。
There will be food shortages.
但是18节说,然而我要因主欢心。
But in verse 18, he said, Yet I will rejoice in the Lord.
因救我的神喜乐。
I will be joyful in God, my Savior.
因为主是我的力量。
Because God is my strength.
当我们安静下来啊, 我们就会知道呢, 我们就能够仰望神。
When we still our mind, we can behold God.
我们就会觉得我们一安静啊，我们就很容易接触神，因为神啊就是一个安静的神。
And in stillness, we can put in our effort to reach out to God because God is a God of stillness.
我们会知道说我们在安静当中啊，我们的神啊就会在我们心中做工。
And in peace and stillness, God can work from within.
所以你看这个以色列人在红海边，大家一直正吵吵闹闹的，怎么办呢？埃及追兵来了，前面是红海，我们像三明治，没有地方跑啦。
We see the group of Israelites. They were right next to the banks of the Red Sea, and there was a lot of clamoring, and people were screaming and shouting, worried about the army of Egypt chasing after them.
摩西跟他们讲，你们要安静哦，静默，不要作声。
And Moses told them, "You must be still and not make any noise."
你就可以看到神在你这个事情上的大作为了。
And suddenly, in stillness, they can see God's great work.
所以圣经上讲，得力在乎平静安稳。
And that is why the Bible tells us that, in order for us to gain strength from God, we must first have stillness.
得救在乎归回，在乎安息。
And our salvation comes from our return to God and our rest in God.
但是我们不肯啊。
But we refuse all this.
我们常常啊，困难来了，怎么样去处理？跑啊，冲啊，撞啊，啊，就是这样子。
We often reject these biblical words. When we have frustrations, when we run into problems, we try to put into more effort, try to run faster, try to overcome the problems with our own strength.
我们安静看看哦。
Why don't we try stillness?
你看神在你心中啊，做什么样神奇的事情
？And see the miracles God will do in our hearts.
我们觉得我们在挫折当中啊，要懂得从负面当中看到正面的意义。
In our times of frustration, it is important for us to see the positive side of all the negative things that's happening in our lives.
我们看罗马书的八章。
Let's turn to Rome.
罗马书八章二十八节。
Romans chapter
八章二十八节。
Romans chapter 8, verse 28.
八章二十八节。
Book of Romans chapter 8, verse 28.
我们晓得万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose.
诸位，您知道吗？神在你生命当中所做的每一件事情都是要叫我们得好处的。
Do you know that in everything you do in life there is God's will behind it?
因为他要叫那个爱他的人得益处。
Because he wants good for all those who love him.
所以我们要试着在黑暗当中找到神给我们的亮光。
And therefore we have to find God's light in our moment of darkness.
我们要在负面当中看到神要我们学什么。
We have to be able to see the lesson behind the negative things that's happening to us.
当主耶稣啊传福音的时候啊，很挫折啊。那个格拉逊的人啊，那个伯塞大的人啊，不愿意听啊。
And we know that during the time when Jesus was preaching the gospel, he was very frustrated many times in the people of Galatia and other places. They had rejected him.
那主耶稣怎么想呢？
And how did Jesus respond?
父啊，我感谢你。
He prayed and thanked his heavenly Father.
因为你的道理啊，像聪明的人就隐藏起来，像婴孩那样单纯的人他就显露出来。
Because God's word, to the people that refused to listen, it was hidden. But to those who were innocent, like the baby, God was able to show his words.
主耶稣在那个负面的过程当中呢，他总是想着神要他。就是他可以学什么，可以感谢什么。
So we can see from this experience, this story, that in everything that was happening, including when he was frustrated, Jesus was able to learn the lesson which God intended.
真的啊，我们一定可以找得到的哦。比如说，真的，我们如果暂时没有工作了
，And for sure, you will be able to find God's lesson in everything that is happening in your life. For example, if you can't find a job.
我想这个时候是跟我们家人相处最好的时刻。
And I think that would be a good time for you to spend some time with your family.
真的有时候很忙哦，忙到有时候真的没有时间给家人呢。
And indeed, often we're so busy with work, we don't have a lot of time for our family members.
所以我们换个角度想一想。
So let us change our perspective.
我们真的面向阳光啊，就不没有不会看到阴影了哦。
And if we keep our sight on the sun, then we will have no shadow in our lives.
转个角度看一看而已，你生命就没有阴影了。
Let's change our perspective, and we can remove the shadows from our lives.
那最后，我们如果真的还是挫折感很大。
And in the end, if you still feel frustrated,
我们一定要懂得把我们的忧虑交给神。
You have to learn how to leave your worries with God.
我们看彼得前书五章第七节。
Let's turn to 1 Peter.
彼得前书五章第七节。
Chapter 5, verse 7.
小弟很喜欢这一节。
1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7.
你们要将一切的忧虑卸给神。五章七节。
Cast all your anxiety on him because...
因为他顾念你。
Because he cares for you.
我读了这就很安慰了。
And we can be comforted by these words.
如果你可以常常想有位神，他是像我们的父亲一样，他是顾念我们的。
If we think of our God as our Father in heaven,
真的，我们忧虑会一扫而空啊。
And suddenly, all of our anxieties will be gone.
你的孩子在你的宝贝，在你的怀里面，你觉得啊，他真的很幸福。
And we see our little babies when we hold them in our arms, they feel loved.
当我们躺在神的怀里，我想我们一定也是很幸福。
And when we rest ourselves in the arms of God, we feel the same way.
他真的顾念我们。
God cares about us.
所以我们应当一无挂虑。
And we shouldn't have so much anxiety in our lives.
我们要将我们所要的告诉神。
Because we can tell all of our worries to God.
借着感谢、祈求、祷告。
And through a prayer, through praise.
那神一定会赐给我们这个意外的平安。
We know that God's peace will flow naturally.
给我们保守我们的心怀意念呢。
To preserve our stillness, our mind.
我常常看到那些很挫折的古圣徒。
And sometimes I see examples of saints in the Bible who are frustrated.
他们把他们的挫折在神面前倾倒出来。
They pour out all of their frustrations before God.
摩西跟神祷告。
When Moses prayed to God,
你为什么叫我像他们的爸爸一样一直抱抱抱抱抱把他们抱到我迦南地去我又不是他们爸爸
He asked God, why do you want me to carry these people like a little child from Egypt to the land of Canaan? I'm not their father.
你这个责任太重了我担当不起的
Moses told God that this was such a heavy burden that he did not see himself fit for the duty.
你干脆把我杀了就是现在 kill me here and now.
And Moses told God to kill him here and now.
哦，这个是情绪很大。
And I could see how emotional he must have been.
但是神没有生气呢。
But God was not angry at him.
好了好了，哦，你责任很重哦。
God told him he knew that he was under a lot of pressure.
来来来，这里有七十个人啊，你把手按在他们头上，他们来分担你的责任。
And God said, well, here are 70 people. Why don't you lay your hands on them? They can share your burden with you.
所以您有什么问题吗?
So do you have any problems?
其实有时候跟神说一说, 情绪就好很多了, 心情就好很多了。
And oftentimes, after you tell God your problems, you will feel much better.
每一次祷告都是每一次神奇的体验。
Every prayer is an experience, a spiritual, miraculous experience.
因为神啊，要将他的平安喜乐再一次放到你的心里面。
Because God will once again put His love and peace into your heart.
人生充满挫折了。
Our lives are filled with frustrations.
虽然 you try your best and failed miserably.
So although we
虽然你是最大的力量，但是也失败了。
Although we tried our best and yet we failed miserably.
但是不要说学到了课程是。Never try again, 我想不是这样了。
And let us not learn the lesson of never trying again.
我想我们应该靠着圣经的方法来面对我们的挫折。
We have to rely on the Bible to learn how to face our frustrations.
神给我们永远是最好的。
What God gives us is the best, always.
唱诗。
Let us sing him.
476首。
476。
Be still, my soul.